club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the FT LOL podcast. We are approaching one of my favourite events of the sporting calendar, and that is Wimbledon, which is about to start tomorrow. So it seems to take the whole nation by storm, this one. Everyone starts watching tennis, playing tennis that doesn't seem interested in tennis all year. And of course, sales of Pimm's and strawberries and cream skyrocket. We were lucky enough last year to go to Wimbledon. Unfortunately, this year couldn't get tickets, so I'm going to have to settle for watching it on the TV. But yeah, I'll be watching as much as I can, that's for sure. For me, Wimbledon is definitely the biggest and best tennis tournament of the year, and I'm pretty sure most people would say that as well, including the players. This is the one that they really want to win. And in this episode, I'll be taking you through my predictions for this year's Wimbledon. We've been throwing a bit of a curveball though, because Russian and Belarusian players have been banned. We've seen a few players change their nationality to get around that and make sure they get in the tournament. But yeah, there's no doubt the quality is not as high as it could have been with those players missing on both the men's and women's side. There's a few top players from those countries that won't be able to compete. But yeah, let's crack on. So my first category is the men's winner. And I've gone for the obvious choice, Novak Djokovic. Still by far the best in the world on grass. And he's the heavy, heavy favourite. And I think the bookies have got this one right. He's in the much better half of the draw as well. There's so many the big hitters that are on Nadal's half of the draw. If anything, I'd probably say Berrettini's probably the second favourite that will meet him, last year's finalist. But yeah, I think Djokovic will have too much for whoever he comes up against. And then the women's winner. So I've gone for Iga Świątek. Hard to ignore. The world number one, current French Open champion. And she's on a 35-game winning streak, which we've not really seen dominance like that in the women's game since Serena Williams was sort of in her prime. And with Ashley Barty retiring as well, and those Russians and Belarusians that can't compete, there's not really many of the top seeds there that have got any particular history at Wimbledon. Two of the ones that will challenge her the most, I think, will be Pliskova and Coco Gauff, and they're going to face each other quite early on, so that will take one of them out. And yeah, I think with the form that she's in, I know she's not a grass court specialist, but I think it'll be hard to go against Świątek. So yeah, she is my pick for the women's singles. Now onto the dark horses. So I did this last year and I put Berrettini as a dark horse on the men's, and looking back at it, I think I'm not really convinced that was a dark horse. So my criteria on this one is they've got to be ranked outside the top 15. There's a few in there, especially on the women's side, around sort of 10, 11 rank, which again, I don't think can be counted as dark horse. So firstly, the men's dark horse, Marin Cilic. He's actually one of the first players I saw live at Wimbledon about 10 or 11 years ago. And yeah, he's on good form at the moment. He had a decent Queens, got to the semis at the French. He's got a big serve, and his draw, he's in the harder part of the draw, but up until the fourth round, when he's due to play Nadal, I think he's got quite a good run, really. And to be honest, when he gets to that stage, I think if he's hitting it well, yeah, he could go a long way. So he's my dark horse on the men's, and my dark horse on the women's, who I actually backed to win it last year, Petra Kvitova. So she's 25th seed now, two-time champion, recently won at Eastbourne as well, which is the main sort of warm-up grass tournament for the women's. And she's got a decent draw as well through to the quarterfinals, and a bit like Cilic, from there anything's possible because she's got that big serve and she's a big hitter. So yeah, she has a lot of pedigree here and I can see her going quite far. Now on to a bit more of a negative subject. So this is the biggest underachiever. So on the men's, I have gone for Rafa Nadal. So I hate to say it, he's my favourite player, but, and you know, maybe he's not really expected to do that much at Wimbledon, but he is the number two seed. He has won the last two Grand Slams and he's leading the ATP race. So, yeah, I think he's still amongst the bookies' favourites. But for me, he's just not the same player he is on the other surfaces that he is on grass. And he's not played on it for 3 years either. He had a warm-up session at Wimbledon and he didn't do great on that by all accounts. And yeah, I think with his foot injury as well, that's going to be a factor. And his half of the draw is really tough. So yeah, I can see him getting knocked out quite early like he has been a few times over the last 10 years or so. And on the women's side, another Spaniard, biggest underachiever, and that is Garbiñe Muguruza. I saw her live at Wimbledon last year and she absolutely blew away her opponent, but she's not playing at the same level this year. She's a top 10 seed, but she's really not playing up to that rank. And I think as early as round two, I could see her in trouble. She's got either Zheng or Stevens in round two. And yeah, I think either of them will give her real problems and could beat her. Then we're moving on to which Brit will go the furthest. So this one always throws up a bit of a surprise. We had Raducanu last year, and I think this year she's surely going to be the favourite. However, she has had some injury problems too. She's not been in great form this year. She's got a bit of a tricky draw as well. So, yeah, I'm actually going to go with another youngster in Jack Draper. He impressed me last year in the first round against Djokovic. I think he might have been one of, if not the only person to take a set off Djokovic at Wimbledon last year. And he's done very well recently. Got to the semis at Eastbourne. His game is very well suited to grass. And he's a Brit as well. And they just do seem to play better on their home tournament. So I think with the crowd backing him as well, I can see him going a few rounds at the very least. And then onto my final category. So that is which unseeded player goes furthest. So on the men's side, I think I'm going to stick with Jack Draper, actually. I don't think he's going to go super deep, but I think third or fourth round is probably going to be enough. One, to be the top Briton in Wimbledon, and two, to be the top unseeded player on the men's side. I do quite like his first couple of draws, so I think he can definitely win those two. And yeah, once he gets to the fourth round, I think he is in a bit of trouble, but he's only young. He could really grow in that crowd. That's going to be a big factor as well. So, yeah, look out for Jack Draper for sure. And on the women's side, I've gone with Caroline Garcia. So she recently won at the other women's Wimbledon tournament, which is the Bad Homburg Open. She beat a few decent names in that one. And yeah, I just think she's on good form at the moment. She's not got the hardest draw. So her first seeded opponent is Raducanu, who I do fancy to take out, to be honest. So from there, again, I can see her going fourth round, quarterfinal, something like that. And that's going to be good enough, I'd say, to beat out all the other unseeded players. So those are my predictions for this year's Wimbledon. Hopefully I do a bit better than last year, where it was a bit of a mixed bag. But yeah, feel free to leave your predictions on our socials and check back on this one in a couple of weeks and give me all sorts of abuse if I get it massively wrong. Thank you for listening. And remember to keep it.